Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast walking through the Bible to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're reflecting on Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6. I'll read the passage, and then we'll get started. Ephesians 4, starting in verse 1. Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. First, let's read it in. In today's passage, Paul encourages the church at Ephesus to live in unity as one body. Paul is likely not encouraging the Ephesians towards unity because it occurs easily and naturally. Rather, the church is made up of imperfect and yet godly people who are being sanctified daily through the work of the Holy Spirit. So while unity may be difficult and messy, if God has called us to it and equipped us for it, it is certainly an achievable reality for the body of Christ. And Paul lays out how this can be accomplished. First, he urges the Ephesians to live a life worthy of the calling you have received in verse 1. This calling is general, meaning that all of us have been called to follow Christ and to obey his word. However, it can also be specific in that we must be attuned to the Holy Spirit's work in and around us to be obedient to the ways God uniquely asks us to live out our faith. The first three chapters of Ephesians highlight the gracious reality of all that God has done and offered to us in Christ. As a result, we don't walk worthy so that God will love us. Instead, we walk worthy because God has loved us in Jesus. This kind of love also frees us and leads us to be completely humble, gentle, patient, and to bear with one another in love. Paul continues by commanding the Ephesians to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Unity is something that takes an intentional work and practice. But sometimes it's going to push against our personal biases and pride. We have to be willing to humbly submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. To achieve all of this kind of unity, a community that emphasizes the reality of one body, one hope, one faith, one baptism, one Spirit, and one God who is Lord over all, as the passage ends. In a world characterized by polarization, tribalism, and pride, may we seek to reflect the unified, authentic community that God has called us to in Christ by practicing humility, patience, and love. Now, let's take a moment to pray it up. Consider the calling that you have received, discussed in verse 1. Take time to reflect and ask God to lead you into a deeper understanding of what it means to walk worthy of this calling in your life today. Verse 3 says to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Come to God humbly today and ask if there are any areas where you are prioritizing self over unity. Maybe there's a conflict going on in your marriage or in a friendship or in your life group. Ask God to lead and guide you towards repentance and reconciliation for the unity of the body and the glory of Christ. Finally, consider the spiritual community around you. It's imperfect, but thank God for the ways that he has used the believers in your life to encourage you and strengthen your faith in the past. Finally, let's live it up. Live it out. We don't want to be hearers of the word only. We want to be doers of the word. Unity takes effort and humble submission to God and other believers. After praying, consider how you were led to be more intentional about keeping unity in the context of your community. What steps do you need to take to make that happen? And secondly, did God bring someone to mind that has really impacted you and your faith? Reach out to them today and thank them for the authentic community they have cultivated in your life. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.